Good morning. The grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you. This morning we are celebrating confirmation. We have youth here today who are, yes, it's exciting. We have youth here today who are professing their faith in Jesus Christ and joining the church, and we're so glad that you'll be a part of that. It is truly a day of celebration. If you can see, there's a camera and a stand here, and we're going to be trying a little bit of technology today too, and joining our campuses in the time of confirmation so that our campus in Whitmore Lake will also be able to be a part of our confirmation service and in prayer for these children. So we're really excited about this. I forgot to tell confirmation families, during the actual confirmation, everyone can come up who's here, who has loved and helped raise a child. So if you've got friends and family, they'll be able to come up and lay hands on that child. And for those who are taking pictures, I'm just going to say feel free. Okay, do what you got to do. So we're going to just have a great celebration today, and we give thanks to God for this opportunity. Let's stand and sing our first hymn.
Will you please join me in opening prayer? Come, Holy Spirit, work within us and within us in setting worship this morning. Let our songs and our prayers set our minds and our hearts on you. Equip us here and send us out to be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please be seated.
All the children come forward.
I don't even know if this thing on.
It should be on.
It's on?
Oh, okay.
Can I have all the children come forward, please? Sit in a circle right here. Come on. Okay. We're going to be talking about living stones, what makes up the church today. So when you hear the word church, what do you guys think of? Nothing? Nothing comes to mind? Nothing at all? Do you think of the building that your family goes every Sunday to worship God? Yeah, we come to church, we worship. God has provided a nice place for his people to come together each week to worship. What do you think makes up that church?
Bricks?
Yeah.
Wood?
Basically, yeah. We have our own okay. Cement, yeah. We have our own relationship with God through Jesus. And God's house has become with all his people that worship it. We have all come together to make this. It's not just, we are the foundation of the church. We have to have someone to worship, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We are blessed to be the living stones of God's house. Each of us is a living stone because God lives inside our hearts. The foundation we need to build our lives is on Jesus. He was the only one that lasts. We should not try to build our lives on our own ideas or what we think is right. We should build our lives on our cornerstones, the most important part of the foundation. Jesus, we are living stones built on the solid rock of Jesus. So we all come together to make this amazing church. The cornerstones will be set of all the other rocks, and we will be next to it. What's the most important place? Basically, yeah, okay. It determines whether or not the building is strong and built straight. Jesus is our cornerstones, which means we need to be careful to build our lives on the strong foundation of Jesus and his word. Sound pretty good? Yeah? Thank you, children. We'll pray. Okay, we're going to have a quick prayer. Jesus, we pray to you today for building or helping us come all together and build this amazing church. We pray that you keep, we pray that you stay in our hearts and that you keep this church alive. Amen.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. God, we would like to thank you for the new life we live and new opportunities we get every day. We ask you for your blessing and guidance for all of us as we make an impactful decision on our life. Let us be welcomed into the church as we try to follow the path you have cleared for us. Let our beliefs and opinions be heard and respected as we continue to learn from those who have the experiences to teach us. In God's name we pray, amen.
Please join with me for the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our scripture reading today comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 9. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light."
Okay, well, you have been working hard toward this. And so what I'd like to do is invite Ann Birchmeyer up, who will be doing some introductions.
Good morning. This is the second year that I've been blessed to do confirmation here. I am so grateful for the many mentors and teachers. This congregation is such a blessing. There's never a shortage of people who want to help our young people find who they are in Christ. So I thank you, teachers. I thank you, mentors, for being that. Confirmation for me was very special because these kids, they're not afraid to ask questions. And I love anybody who's been in a small group with me or in a class with me, I love talking. I love seeking. I love questions. I love going where people normally don't want to go and just kind of talking it out. And these guys, they rose to the occasion. So it's been wonderful. Thank you. So today, right now, I want to invite Chris Atarian up. He's been really important to me because he's been doing this for a long time and he's kind of taught me the ropes, so I appreciate that, and he's going to invite you guys up.
Okay. Hello. Our first confirmand I'm going to invite up is Carson Christopher. And next is Amber Irene. Yeah. And Emma Jo. Yeah. Abigail Lorraine. And Lucas Lepetterell, and Abby Christina.
On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, say, I do. And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in his grace and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races. If so, say, I do. And so now I have a question for the whole church. Do you confess, do you as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, say, we do. Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? Please respond as printed on the screen. With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Let us join in the tradition of the church in professing our Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. I believe in God the Father, mighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge both the quick and the dead. Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of body and life everlasting. Amen. And so now I have questions of membership for you, two questions. According to the grace given you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? If so, say, I will. And as members of the United Methodist Church and this congregation, and Amber, you can answer on behalf of the United Methodist Church and this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? If so, say, I will. All righty. So we're going to move to a time of consecrating baptism waters. And so I invite you to join me in that. This is a prayer. I'm going to put in some elements that have been in ancient prayers for baptism. But even as we do this, I invite you to remember your own baptism, as many of these confirmands have been asked to do during these weeks. Let us pray. Lord, we ask your blessing and your Holy Spirit upon these waters. Let them be for us waters that remind us of escape to freedom, the freedom that your people experienced as they crossed over the Red Sea. In these waters, Lord, allow us to feel the sense of rebirth, just as Jesus was born in the water and the Spirit. And help us to remember commitment and cleansing and nurturing, just as Jesus was raised out of the waters of baptism. We ask, Lord, that in this water, you are present by your Spirit. Be powerfully present, especially in Emma's life in this time. Amen. So I'm going to invite Don and Sue Urban up. I've already picked on them, so they're good sports. Don and Sue Urban became members of this church on March 30th, 1969. So they've been members of this church for 50 years, and they will be part of this laying hands on the youth that come forward for baptism and for confirmation, representing this congregation and its traditions and its history. And so, Emma, I want to invite you to come forward and kneel. And for all of your parents, you're going to come around this way, and I'm going to be on this side of you. All of parents and friends who are here that want to come and stand with Emma, so go ahead. And sponsors are going to come up too. So you may not see exactly what's happening, but trust me, we're going to baptize Emma. Yeah, holy chaos is a good way to say it. All right. So everyone, come on up. And parents, I want to make sure you get right in here and put your hand on her. Yeah. You guys can come and go right, come right up here in front of her. It's all right. Come on. It's all right. Look at all these friends who've come. This is, are these all family? That's wonderful. All righty. Okay, so what we're going to ask you to do is I'm going to baptize her, and then we're going to all put our hands on her. Are you ready for this? Okay. So, oh, it's Emma. Emma, what's your middle name? Yeah, got it. Okay. Emma Jo, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Everyone, just come on in and just put your hands somewhere on Emma. There you go. Oh, feel that family around you and your friends. Emma Jo, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born of the water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 So Emma, if you get up and come and face the congregation. It's the tradition, go ahead and go around there. It's the tradition of the church that the sponsor gives, puts a stole, it's a kind of a symbol of responsibility and celebration with symbols that each confirmand has created. So, let's welcome Emma. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. And Emma's going to come back up so she can stand as a witness to her friends. Thank you. All righty. Who's, I'm afraid the youth know their order better than I do. So, Carson. All righty. Carson, you've been here a long time. Were you baptized here?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't this wonderful? This is wonderful. All right, I want to invite all of Carson's family up. They're debating. Carson has now taken the baptismal vows that his parents took for him. And so, Carson Christopher, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born of the water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So you stand up and go. Let's welcome Carson. Amber. This is one of this young lady is a gift. But one of the gifts we celebrate today is our connection with United Methodist congregations. And so this is just a wonderful thing to do. So, as we affirm, oh, okay, you're all set now. All righty. Amber Irene, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born of the water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Let's welcome Amber. Abby. Invite Abby's family to come forward. And I can't remember, Abby, were you baptized here as well? Oh, my goodness. Yes, and since I've been here 11 years, I've watched you grow up. That's wonderful. I invite you to lay hands on Abby. Abigail Lorraine, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born of the water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome, Abby. Lucas was also baptized here and has made his journey through. It's just such a blessing. Come on up, great grandma. Can we reach in and Lay hands, go ahead and make them heavy. Lay them on heavy here. Lucas Lepaterel, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born of the water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And as Luke comes around to receive his stole, smile big, because Grandpa is leading the Whitmore Lake campus this morning. There. Let's welcome Luke. So Abby's family, come forward. And go ahead and just put hands, and you can lay them on there so she'll remember them. All right, go ahead and reach in. Abby Christina, being born of the water and the Spirit, may you live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you go right around. Welcome, Abby. And, oh, I'm sorry, I'm looking back and forth, and okay, we're set. All righty. So, members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith and confirm their hope and perfect them in love. Please follow the response that's printed on the screen. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. So I'm going to invite you to be seated, and we're going to start our communion liturgy, and then the confirmands will be serving communion. So in a moment, I'm going to invite the confirmands forward, but two things. One, this is specifically symbolic and extremely important. In our church, one of our highest values is service, and how these youth will begin as members of this church is by serving you. This is an act of service so that they might reflect this through their entire ministry. In addition, you may have a particular youth that you would like to go to receive the bread and the juice. You just go there. Don't pay attention to ushers, where everyone's going. We'll have a little kind of chaos, but it's okay. Go to that child that you prayed for, maybe even when they were born. Go there. So I invite the confirmands up and others who will be serving communion. Lord, while this is a small meal, it is enlarged and made sacred by your presence and the living stones, this community. And so fill us with this meal and strengthen us for the days ahead, that we might be your faithful followers, that we might be the church. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me in closing prayer. External God and Father, by whose power we are created and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves to your service and live this day in love to one another and to you. Through Jesus Christ and your Son, our Lord. Amen.